Ain't seen nothing. Must be out in that fog. Yeah, BTO. Careful on the roads out there. She's a low beam kind of day. Got your forecast coming up in just a little bit. And we haven't seen anything like this before either. A very cool movie making its Vancouver Island premiere at the Stanhagen Theater Saturday afternoon. Safarzadeh. It looks like a really good one. The Princess and Iron Horses. Really cool motorcycle-related movie that's filmed right here in our stretch of Vancouver Island. Daryl Callan is with us. He plays one of the bad guys in the film. And Chandra Nag, it really is your vision, isn't it?
Yes, I wrote and directed the movie and also produced the movie.
So you are really very much the driving force behind this. Tell us a little bit about the movie, the title, and how it came to be.
So this is called Safarzadeh, which means born to ride. Literally, if you say that, born to travel. It's an Hindi movie, Bollywood Hindi movie, but first Canadian Bollywood movie completely shot here. This came about when I migrated to Canada. I first time saw Sikh bikers. You know, in India, we don't have those kind of bikes and bikers groups. So I was thinking about it. How about we make a story about it? And I wrote the story, and I pitched it, and it worked. So
here we are.
We have the movie.
How did you decide to set the parts that you filmed here? How did you decide where you were going to shoot?
Very simple, because getting the road permission in Vancouver for this small budget film is very hard. And one of my friend told that to approach Vancouver Island North Film Commission. So I approached them. They were so helping, so that's how I landed in Comox Valley shooting.
We're so glad you did. I want to hear a little bit more about the movie. I'm going to turn to Daryl right now, though. Daryl, how and when did you get involved in this?
There was an ad placed on Facebook, and a friend of mine kept sending it to me. I actually thought it was for extras on the movie, for they wanted bikes and bikers, yeah, per se. And I showed up here down at Ash's Furniture, and we did a short video, and the next thing you know, I was one of the main bad guy characters.
Did you roll up on your big orange bike?
I brought the orange bike, yes.
You might know Daryl from around town. That's you're literally sitting on top of like a Corvette engine or
Corvette
something.
Corvette V8 motor, yeah.
So if you've seen Daryl on his big orange bike, now I'm not sure if that bike is in the movie.
Yes, it is.
It is. How many other bikes? Chandra, how did you track down enough bikes for this? Was that a challenge?
Yeah, this is the biggest challenge. First of all, I can't have any seasoned actors who doesn't know how to ride the bike and no license. So my only criteria was to just whoever knows how to ride a bike, wants the bike, come on board. So that's how this thing. But finding the Sikh bikers who can afford to work, like spend 18 days in the island, it was a big challenging thing. So whoever came on board, and I just, you know, non-actors, we introduced most of them, almost all of them in the movie. So that's how it came, and we had fun, and the movie looks great now. Yeah,
awesome. And you're showing it at the Stanhagen Theater?
Yes, correct.
How did you make that arrangement?
I promised the actors from the island that once the movie's ready, I'll have a preview there. But finally, we had one in a Rio Theater in Vancouver, but to keep up my word, promise, I'm coming there.
Well, I appreciate that you're a man of your word. We can't wait to check out your work. Daryl, your work as well. What was it like for you being in the movie?
It was interesting. First time doing it. I have done commercials in my younger days, but this was definitely...
Were you like
changed.
The ivory soap baby or what?
Actually, I did a Toyota commercial.
Did you really?
Yeah, a Toyota commercial for Duncan Toyota.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, mind you, but...
Wow.
But this was actually, it was, although it was a great experience in the acting and the end of it, but it was actually kind of a neat cultural experience too. Learned lots from the movie and learned lots from the other actors. I grew up in Campbell River. There was a high community, and like Chandra said, there's a Sikh temple up there.
Yeah.
And I never really had a chance to learn the culture with these guys I worked with, Mike and the boys. Yeah, I learned lots. It was kind of interesting.
That's really cool. I can't wait to see it. We won't give out any spoilers as to whether or not you make it to the end of the movie, but you're one of the bad guys, you said?
Yeah, Gora Biker number one.
All right, we'll watch for you, and you're invited to the Stanhagen Theater to take in the premiere. All the information is up at the blog, and we appreciate your time. Chandra Nag, I appreciate your vision. Thanks for bringing the movie to Vancouver Island.
No, thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
The Eagle Mornings with Bob and Bill.